Gillian.
Thank you very much. I'm going to pick up on a few points made by the previous speakers, but I am going to talk more and most about what actually is a couple as far as tax and mainly benefits are concerned. The Low Incomes Tax Reform Group looks to represent low-income taxpayers and also vulnerable taxpayers who aren't represented by anyone else. And I can do no better, perhaps, as an introduction, but to read out a query we recently got onto our website. It says it's from a low-income worker. And the question is, hello, my tax credit renewal is 31st July 2018. However, I get married 28th July 2018. Will this alter my tax credits? I've tried ringing for 35 minutes with no joy. Can you please get back to me because I don't want this worry on my mind with my wedding coming up? That's not too untypical. And the point that I want to get across is that people do not know whether they're in a couple or whether they are not, for benefits purposes or perhaps for other purposes. So this is not an unusual query. And indeed, we've seen in other areas mentioned tonight that people do not always get the guidance that they need from government to let them make a claim for something or to make a proper decision. So there are three areas that have already been mentioned tonight. First of all, claims for the marriage allowance or the transferable allowance. People just don't know if they're eligible to claim it. And if they do know that, they don't know how to claim it. Second one, we've heard about the high income child benefit charge, and it seems that there are unaccounted people there who may be liable to that charge, but nothing has happened, so they may not even know that they're due to pay it. And the third one that we've already heard about is perhaps tax benefits have been overpaid to people, overpaid because they are claiming they are not in a couple, whereas perhaps the government thinks that they are. I'm going to look at some instances of this, but this is something that goes right throughout the system. We need better guidance. If we don't have the guidance, if people cannot access that guidance, then how can they make a proper claim? I'm going to look at another example now. This is somebody, I'm calling them Bob and Jenny. They've been together for several years. They've got young children. Bob has just lost his job, unfortunately, and he's taken that really badly, and he needs to take time out to what he calls find himself. And in doing so, he's moved out of the family home and has moved back home with his mother. He does what he can to help with the household finances. He still helps out considerably with childcare. So he takes those responsibilities very seriously. But Jenny can't manage on her own financially. She needs to claim some sort of state support for her and the family. And the question is she going to claim as a single person? Or is she going to claim that she's still part of a couple with Bob? Where is she going to go for guidance with that? It's very difficult for her to find something that's going to fit her precise circumstances. Is she going to wait on the phone for over 35 minutes, like this person here did, and then hang up, possibly because she can't afford anything else? So what's she going to actually do? If she was to look at the DWP guidance, she'll find that the general principle is that unmarried couples and married couples are to be treated in the same way. And I haven't told you whether she's married or not. I've just said that she's been with Bob for a long time. And then the question is she going to claim tax credits or universal credit, being the two main benefits that she might claim? But actually, the rules are different for those two benefits. And she probably won't have a choice. It probably depends where she actually lives. Is she going to understand the sort of difference between that? Probably not. Is somebody going to explain that to her? Probably not. So she's going to have to make a decision as to whether she's a single person or isn't she. In some ways, that's easier for her if she's going to make a claim for universal credit, albeit we've heard the problems associated with those claims. Because even if she's a married person, the question is really going to boil down to, are her and Bob in the same household? That's a question I wouldn't like to answer. I don't know adequate about her. But the question is, the person looking at her claim, are they going to know adequate about her? Do they know whether her and Bob are actually separated? Is this a temporary separation? If it's only temporary, she's still part of being a couple as far as the DWP are concerned. So is it temporary or is it permanent? But she needs the money now. She has to take that decision now. And that's the sort of quandary a lot of these people find themselves in. What sort of things might HMRC look at to decide whether they're still part of a couple or not? Are they living together as husband and wife? What sort of things might you look at? They might look at the level of financial support between the pair. Are there dependent children? How stable is the relationship? That's a question that Jenny might find hard to answer at this particular moment. And for lots of couples, that is a sort of difficult question. How stable is the relationship? How is the relationship viewed by others? And that might be their families. But one of the things that causes them huge problems is that there can be a huge emphasis, particularly placed by HMRC in relation to tax credits, on their financial ties. And where are their financial roots? And that can cause huge problems for people where somebody has moved out, but there are still financial ties with their old home, if I can call it that. So perhaps they had joint bank accounts and they haven't moved them because they don't know what their longer term plans are going to actually be. They might have a joint mortgage, they might have a joint tenancy on the family home. These are things which perhaps it isn't easy to actually change. But these are things, and it's going to take time to change them, but Jenny needs to make a decision now. I'm not saying these are easy questions, but without proper guidance, it's very difficult for a claimant to actually make that decision for themselves. There used to be quite good guidance in the tax credits manual, but that's been taken down now, making it much more difficult for couples to take that decision for themselves. This is only one area where you know there are problems like that. One of the things that I personally would like to see happening is that we get much better guidance. We can't always cope with saying when does a couple start, when does a couple stop. But there are sort of things that we could point to that somebody might consider in those circumstances. The way the benefits system is sort of set up as far as tax credits and universal credit is concerned is that two single people would inevitably get more than a couple. And perhaps that's an incentive for some people to wrongly claim. But I think most people want to make the correct claim, but it's difficult for them to actually make that claim properly. So in conclusion, I would say that for the low-income taxpayer, there is really no such thing as independent taxation, because for them, taxation really means benefits or withdrawal of benefits. There is no such thing. It's not easy for them to actually work out whether they're a couple or there isn't a couple. They need guidance, they need substantial help with that, because there's a spectrum of whether I'm in a couple or whether I'm not in a couple. And finally, I would emphasise many couples have an excuse for actually getting it wrong as to whether they are a couple or they aren't. But the financial implication of them getting it wrong can be really serious in terms of overpayments made to them. So any help that we can give them should be given, and given quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.